This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
In the last week, President Trump has committed $13 billion to Puerto Rico. He's also named a Cuban-American Latina from Miami to his short list to replace the late Supreme Court jurist Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Some say the moves are to court the all-important Latino vote, which is expected to be the largest voting bloc after whites. To some Latinos, voting for Trump is unimaginable because of what they say is his hateful rhetoric. But to Trump's Latino supporters, they say his policies have helped the community. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Indiana has never elected a Latino to Congress. Mark Leyva hopes to be the first if he wins in November. He's a Trump supporter, and he's hoping Trump's popularity will help him in his run.
He created a strong economy. He created a lot more jobs. And most of our Hispanics have more money on their paychecks.
Leyva attended a freedom rally in Crown Point last weekend with about 300 to 400 other like-minded Republicans. He was there to promote his first congressional district candidacy. While not many Latinos attended this rally, Leyva, who is Mexican-American, says Latino support for Trump is growing here and across the country. And that appears especially true in the swing state of Florida. An NBC Marist poll this month found Latinos in Florida are evenly divided between Biden and Trump. In 2016, Democrat Hillary Clinton led Trump by a 59% to 36% margin among Latinos in the same poll.
The Latino community sees the actions that this president brought to their families, to their paychecks, to their jobs.
But then there's Trump's rhetoric. His delaying funding to Puerto Rico after devastating hurricanes in 2017, children kept in cages along the border and being separated from their families, building the wall, and threats to eliminate DACA protections for thousands of young Latino adults who were brought to this country illegally when they were children, actions that are abhorrent to Latino Democrats.
I think their initial reaction is that I'm kind of a traitor, actually. Yeah, like, what do you mean you're Republican, like, and you support Trump? He's a racist.
Laura Vasquez, a 53-year-old Puerto Rican, says her political beliefs have cost her.
I have lost so many friends because I support Donald Trump. A lot of friction, a lot of eye rolling, a lot of snickering behind my back and not talking to me because I support Trump.
I would just warn against seeing Latino Republican support for Trump as some kind of like self-hatred, self-loathing, selling out, some sort of betrayal of your race. I just don't believe that Latino conservatives see themselves this way.
That's Geraldo Cadava, a history professor at Northwestern University who penned the book The Hispanic Republican. He says it's no surprise that Latinos vote for Republicans, and that includes Trump.
Over the past 50 years, about 30% of Latinos have voted for the Republican Party. So, you know, as a historian, I can say that's a pretty consistent pattern, and we'll see. But, you know, if I had to guess right now, I would expect that Trump will maintain his support or maybe even grow it a little bit.
But even Cadava admits it's hard to understand how Trump has managed to attract Latinos even while at the same time insulting them.
It's a head scratcher. It's totally a head scratcher.
In 2016, according to a Pew Research Center paper that year on national exit polls, Trump got 28% of the Latino vote. In this presidential election, according to Pew, there will be 32 million Latinos who are eligible to vote. And while news reports obsess over immigration, Cadava says for many Latino Republicans, that's not their main concern.
Immigration and the border rank comparatively low on their list of priorities compared with jobs, education, health care. And on those issues that they say they care more about compared with immigration, there are conservative positions like school choice, like anti-abortion and tax cuts.
Although people may say what they say about Trump, but you know what? He's the only one that actually stands for what I believe.
Nelson Velasquez is a retired police officer from West Suburban Glen Ellen. His parents arrived from Puerto Rico to the Chicago area in the late 50s. His mom was a nurse at Jackson Park Hospital, while his dad ran a bodega, a small grocery store near the hospital. Velasquez's father also ran a nightclub on the south side called Angels. Velasquez says there's a lot of rhetoric in politics, but Latinos who support Trump are more focused.
They think about their pocketbook issues, what affects their families, their property taxes, crime in the area. I am one of those individuals, and there is a slew more of Latinos who feel just like I do. That's why you have so many different Latino for Trump organizations. They're out there.
Bottom line for Velasquez, he says if whites are allowed to vote for whatever candidate they want and support causes important to them, so can Latinos.
People are tired of being shamed and who to vote for. We are not cattle. We are people. We are single-minded, thought-thinking individuals. We are not the masses. I don't need to vote for a particular person just because I'm Hispanic. Anybody who would tell me that, I look at them and I'd say, you know what? You need to dig a little deeper and be a better representative of your people.
Today, Trump was in Miami participating in a roundtable discussion with Latino business leaders. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.